Welcome to this overview of the new accessibility options and some of the changes that you'll find in iOS 7 and VoiceOver. iOS 7 is compatible with the iPhone 4 and above, and the iPod Touch 5th generation and above, and the iPad 2 generation and above. For this demonstration, I'm actually using my iPhone 5 that I've installed iOS 7 on. So first of all, let me unlock my screen. So I'm going to press the home button down the bottom middle, of course.
8:25 p.m.
Touch up from the home button. Flick to the left.
Unlock button.
And there's the unlock button. So one finger double tap.
Unlock passcode field. Zero values.
Okay, and there's my PIN number keypad. Now I'm just going to show you. So if I touch towards the top of the screen.
One.
Okay, there's one.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three going across. And that whole keypad now takes up most of the screen. So it's going to lock it again with the power button.
Screen locked.
Now that's one way if you've got a PIN number to enter in your PIN number. But you can also do it another way. So if I press the home button again to unlock my iPhone screen.
8:26 p.m.
Now I do a touch on the screen and a three finger flick to the right.
Page 1 of 2.
I've also brought the keypad, so I'm going to type in my keypad PIN number now.
Messages. Till in red messages.
Okay, and I'm at the top of the home screen, of course, with VoiceOver hints turned on. And as usual, if I do a one finger flick to the right.
Calendar. Photos. Camera. Weather. Clock. Double tap to open.
And if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Weather. Camera. Photos, calendar, messages.
Okay, I'm back to the beginning of the actual home screen, top left-hand side. And of course, I can also drag my finger around the screen. So if I take my finger to the top left-hand side on the messages.
Messages.
Take my finger down.
Weather. Nodes. Newsstand. Compass.
Okay, so I can also drag my finger around. And as we all know, when you're on an icon, or you've heard the icon, you can do a one-finger double tap anywhere on the screen and that'll activate the item. So primarily the main home screen is exactly the same. Now normally before when you're sitting on the home screen, if you press the home button, like I'll do now, you would previously go to the spotlight menu. Well now it doesn't go anywhere. It only goes out of an application or back from another home screen. So let me do a three-finger flick to the left to go to my second page of icons.
Extras folder. Three apps.
Now if I press the
double
home button.
Tap to open. Home. Messages.
Okay, I'm back at the home messages. Screen.
Double tap to open.
So if I press home again. I'm still on the home screen. Spotlight's not there. So the way to bring up spotlight now is if I touch an icon on the screen by either flicking left or just touching it, I'll just touch one.
Nodes. Double tap to open.
And now I do a three-finger flick down.
Search field is editing. Search iPhone.
I've brought up the spotlight search for the iPhone. And now if I press the home button.
Messages. Till in red messages.
I've gone back to the home screen. Okay. So touch on an icon. Three-finger flick down now brings up spotlight. Now let me touch the status menu on the top and you can hear what the help says now.
8:29 p.m. Status bar item. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Swipe up with three fingers to reveal the control center. Double tap to scroll to top.
Okay, so it's still one finger double tap to scroll from top in a list. Of course, the three finger flick down for notification center, which has also changed. And of course, the new option, the three finger flick up to get into the control center. So I'll do that now. Three finger flick up.
Control set airplane mode off.
Okay, and the first option is airplane mode. And this is where you can toggle on and off or use sliders to adjust quite a few different options on the fly, whether you're in an application or on one of your home screens. And I've also got mine allowed on my lock screen as well. So let me just do one finger flick to the left to make sure I'm at the top. And I am, it went beep. So that's airplane mode on or off. One finger flick to the right.
Wi-Fi on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, so if I double tap, now I turn Wi-Fi off.
Bluetooth on. Double tap to toggle setting.
I can turn Bluetooth off. So if I did one finger double tap now.
Off.
That's Bluetooth off. One finger double tap.
On.
Turns it back on again. One finger flick to the right.
Do not disturb. Off.
Do not disturb. Now, I'm double not going to read out or say the current toggles for these. You can actually hear VoiceOver say them.
Lock orientation. On.
Lock orientation.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So that's in portrait or landscape mode.
Brightness. 100% adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
Okay, that's my screen brightness. So if I wanted to say battery power, I could just do one finger flick down now to go down to zero if I wanted to reduce the screen brightness.
Track position, 30 minutes, 54 seconds of 2 hours, 7 minutes, 30 seconds.
Okay, this is the music playing controls. That's my current position.
Tweet. MBW 368, the 25th Amendment, MacBreak Weekly, MP3.
Okay, that's the current Twit MacBreak Weekly I'm currently listening to on my iPhone. Flick again to the right.
Previous track, button.
Previous track, one finger flick to the right.
Play, button.
Play.
Next track.
Next track.
Button, volume, 56%, adjustable.
Okay, that's the volume.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
One finger flick to the right.
AirDrop, contacts only, button.
That's AirDrop. I've currently set mine to contacts only. And that's where you can share information between other AirDrop compatible iOS devices.
AirPlay, button.
There there's AirPlay. Of course, to tap on that and choose my various AirPlay devices around the house, such as my AQ audio speakers and my Apple TV, etc. One finger flick to the right.
Flashlight. Button.
That's the famous flashlight. So it turns the flash at the back of the phone on the back camera on. And one more finger flick to the right.
Clock. Button.
That's clock again.
Calculator.
Calculator.
Button. Camera. Button.
Camera. And that's it. Another doing. And we're at the end of that list. And then to come out of the control center, I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub on the screen, two fingers side to side.
Messages. Still in red messages.
And I'm actually back to my home screen. So let me touch on the status line again.
Or photos. Orientation. Orient. 78% orientate. 8:33 p.m. Status bar item. Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Swipe up with three fingers to reveal the control center. Double tap to scroll to top.
Okay, let me flick down with three fingers now for the notification center.
Notification center. Selected. Today. Button. One of three.
Okay, as you heard, we've got three views now. We've got today, which is currently selected. One finger flick to the right.
All. Button.
We've
two
got
of three.
All. So everything in my notification center.
Missed. Button. Three of three.
Or we've got items that I may have missed in my notification center that I haven't checked yet. So I'm currently on today view, and if I wanted to change those views, I could just do a one finger double tap on one of those other two buttons, such as all or missed. So I'm going to leave it on today. One finger flick to the right.
Wednesday, the 18th of September.
And it's going to flick, keep flicking to the right.
Clear currently. It's 21 degrees. The high today was 24 degrees. Tomorrow, heading. You have no events scheduled for tomorrow. You have an alarm set for 6 a.m. Weather, link. And, stock.
Okay, that's all I've currently got in my notification center. In the today view, it did have the calendar, but I went into notifications center and actually disabled the calendar because I just got lots and lots of date days. So again, as in the control center, two finger scrub.
Messages. Two in red messages.
And I'm back to the home screen.
Double tap to open.
Now, one more thing I want to show you about the status line. So I touch the status line again on the time.
8:35 p.m. Status
bar
item.
Let me do one
item.
Finger flick to the left.
Three of three Wi-Fi bars. Ellen's Wi-Fi network. Status bar item.
Okay, so as you can now tell, besides having the three of three Wi-Fi bars, it also tells you the name of the network you're currently connected to. In my case, it's Ellen's network, and that's my home network at home, i.e. my partner's name. Okay, so let me just touch back on the main home screen.
Messages. Two in red messages.
Now, I just want to show you something new with folders. So all my folders are on my second screen. So I'm going to do a three-finger flick to the left.
Extras folder, three apps.
And let me flick through to get to utilities.
Books folder, bookmarks folder, games folder, GPS and travel folder, instruments folder, news folder, productivity folder, shopping folder, special folder, social folder, relaxation folder, radio music, special shopping folder, productivity folder, 12 apps.
Oops, no, hang on.
Extras folder, 3 apps.
And let me
double tap to open.
Let me flick through to the utilities folder.
Books folder, bookmarks folder, games folder, GPS and travel folder, instruments folder, news folder, productivity folder, shopping folder, special folder, social folder, radio music, reference folder, utilities folder, 24 apps. Double tap to open.
Okay, and as you can tell now, I've now got 24 items in that folder. Because not only can you put more icons in a folder, you can have up to 14 pages within that folder. So if you like mini home screens within that folder with 9 icons or apps per page or folder screen in your main folder. So let me go into utilities, one finger double tap.
Utilities, heading, text field.
Okay, and if I touch towards the bottom of the screen.
Page 1 of 3. Adjustable.
Okay, so as you can tell, I've got 3
swipe
pages.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
For those 24 items. So I'm just going to do a one finger flick up.
Page 2 of 3.
Okay, there's page adjustable. 2 of 3. One finger flick up again.
Page 3 of 3.
Okay, adjustable. And of course, I can do exactly the same thing that I can do with my home screen. And I can do a 3 finger flick to the right.
Page 2 of 3. Page 2 of 3.
And again.
Adjustable. Page 1 of 3.
And of course, to come out of the utilities folder, I press the home button.
Utilities folder, 24 apps.
And of course, to get back to the main screen, home screen of my main iPhone screen, press the home button again.
Home, messages.
And I'm back to the initial home screen screen. Now, let me show you some really cool improvements in the app switcher. So, of course, that's the home button twice. 1, 2.
App switcher. Home.
Okay, the first thing it
swipe
says is home.
Swipe up with 3 fingers to close the app.
And as you heard, it said swipe up with 3 fingers to close the app. So if I did 3 fingers now, it's not going to do anything because I'm on the home button, okay? So if I did a 1 finger double tap.
Home. Messages.
I've gone back to the home messages. Screen.
Double tap to open.
So back into the app switcher. Home button twice. 1, 2.
App switcher.
And let me do one finger flick to the right.
Mail, settings, messages, clock, downcast.
And as you can tell, I've gone past 4 icons and it's kept going. So literally you've now got a continuous run of icons from the most recent to the oldest in your app switcher. So if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Downcast, clock, messages, settings, mail, home.
Okay, I'm back to home.
Swipe
so if I do one finger flick to the right.
The app, mail.
And I'm going to close down mail, 3-finger flick up.
Closing mail, settings,
pulls the next into line, which is my settings folder. If I do another 3-finger flick up.
Closing settings, messages, to in red messages,
and close
running.
Messages, 3-finger flick up.
Closing messages, clock, running.
And of course, if I wanted to access something like the clock, I can do a 1-finger double tap.
Clock, world clock,
okay.
Edit,
and I've gone
button.
Into the clock. I press the home button to come out of that application.
Home. Messages.
Back to the
to
home screen.
Messages.
Home button twice. 1, 2.
Double
app switcher.
Home. App switcher.
One finger flick to the right.
Clock. Running.
There's clock. Now this time
swipe
I'm going
to
do is
to
a one finger
app.
Flick up.
Close clock.
And we can close the clock, which is the 3-finger flick up action. 1-finger flick up.
Activate item.
Or
default
activate
action.
Item. By their particular rotor setting. So you can do it anyway. Like you can do a one finger flick up for close or activate. Or of course you could do a one finger double tap on the item to open it. And of course to close an icon, have it in focus, 3-finger flick up, closes that app, pulls the next one in. And then of course you can do a 3-finger flick up again and keep going to close down any application you like from the most recent to the most oldest on your iPhone. Okay, so let me press the home button again to go back to the main home screen.
Messages, to in red messages.
Okay, double tap
to open.
I want to show you in settings where accessibility has now moved up the screen. So I'm going to touch down towards the bottom of my phone screen.
Settings.
And there's settings, one finger double tap.
Settings.
And I'm going to touch towards the bottom of the screen to get to general.
General button.
Okay, there's general, one finger double tap on general.
General.
And now.
Settings.
That remember button. Before the accessibility option used to be at the bottom of the screen? Well, it's now in the middle. Okay, so if I touch the middle of the screen.
Spotlight search.
And do a one finger flick to the right.
Text size, accessibility, button.
There's accessibility. So it's no longer down the bottom of the screen, i.e. you don't have to flick down to it or scroll the screen up and just check at the bottom. It's now basically in the middle of the first screen in general. Okay, now while we're on accessibility, I'm just going to quickly take you in to the accessibility panel and we'll just go through it quickly to see what's new in there. So one finger double tap.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
And let's just do a quick one finger flick through the new accessibility panel quickly.
Accessibility. Vision. Heading. Voice over. On.
Okay, so button. Vision. Voice over.
Zoom. Off.
Zoom. Button. Screen magnification.
Invert colors.
Invert off. Colors.
Speak selection. On. Button.
Speak selection. On. So that's for people who don't require the use of voiceover but would like items to be spoken after highlighted. One finger flick to the right.
Speak auto text on.
Speak auto text.
Automatically speak auto corrections. Larger type off button.
Larger type. And that replaces the larger fonts in Note, Mail, Calendar, etc. Any application that is capable of actually producing larger fonts, this will actually use that as well.
Bold text. Off.
Bold text.
Increase contrast.
Increase off. Contrast.
Button. Reduce motion. Off. Button.
Reduce motion.
On slash off labels. Off.
On slash off double labels. Tap to toggle I setting. Actually have no idea what that particular one is. One finger flick to the right.
Hearing. Heading.
Okay, we're now on the hearing heading.
Hearing aids. Button.
That's the hearing aid compatibility join up, if you like, button.
Subtitles and captioning. Button.
That's the subtitles and captioning. That's new.
LED flash for alerts. Off.
LED flash for alerts.
Mono audio.
Mono off. Audio.
Phone noise cancellation. On.
Phone noise cancellation. I've currently got mine turned on. That's a new option.
Noise cancellation reduces ambient noise on phone calls when you are holding the receiver to your ear. Left-right stereo balance. 50%. Adjust the audio volume balance between left and right channels. Learning. Heading.
Okay, here's a learning heading.
Guided access. Off.
Guided button. Access as before.
Physical and motor heading.
Physical and motor heading.
Switch control. Off.
Switch button. Control. So this now enables the iPhone to work with third-party switches. Or if you don't have a third-party physical switch, you can actually use the iPhone itself to scan on the screen and then touch on the screen to activate an item when it scans past it. And it also has sound and speech built in to the switch control. It does read out all the icons and works fairly well. However, at the time of this recording, you could not use it with VoiceOver. Okay, so currently I've got my triple click set to switch control and I can turn VoiceOver on and off, which I'll get to in a minute, by using Siri in iOS 7. Okay, so that's switch. One finger flick to the right.
Assistive touch. Off
assistive touch.
Button. Home click speed.
Home click default. Speed to adjust the button. Speed of which you press the home button.
Incoming calls. Default.
Incoming calls
button.
Default.
Accessibility shortcut. Switch control. Button.
Okay, so as you can tell, triple click has now changed to accessibility shortcut. And as it said, mine is currently set to switch control. And another one finger flick to the right. And that's it as far as the new accessibility panel is concerned. And I'll come back to that in a little while when I do a little bit more on VoiceOver itself. But for the moment, since I've just briefly mentioned Siri turning VoiceOver on and off, let me just press the home button to go back to the main home screen.
Home. Settings. Double tap to open.
And I want to show you a few things you can do with Siri now. So I said before, you can use it to turn VoiceOver on and off. So hold down the home button. Turn VoiceOver off.
Voice.
Okay, it just said VoiceOver is off almost. Turn on VoiceOver.
Okay, I turned on voiceover.
Okay, and I can also do other things as well. So for example, I can say for accessibility, turn on invert colors.
Okay, I turned on invert colors.
Turn off invert colors.
Okay, I turned off invert colors.
Turn on assistive touch.
Okay, I turned on assistive touch.
Turn off assistive touch.
Okay, I turned off assistive touch.
Accessibility settings.
Let's take a look at the accessibility settings. Settings, accessibility, general, back button.
Okay, which is really, really cool because that's actually taking me back into the accessibility folder in settings, general, accessibility. So I'm just going to press the home button.
Home, messages, to in red messages.
And I'm back to my home screen.
Double tap to open.
And just let me show you a few more things that Siri can now do. So it will now do automated messaging. So I'll just give you an example of that. Send a message to Ellen Woodbridge's mobile.
Okay, I can send a message to Ellen Woodbridge for you. What would you like it to say?
Hi, comma, just checking out Siri in iOS 7, full stop.
Your message to Ellen Woodbridge says, Hi, just checking out Siri put in iOS 7. Ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send your message.
Okay, and what I was doing was just talking to Siri when it asked me a question. I wasn't actually touching the iPhone or the home screen or the home button at all. It was just basically taking me through the whole automated process now by purely using my voice. Now, the other really cool thing it will now do is read your email. So if I ask it to do this, read mail.
Listen, shall I read them to you?
Yes.
The latest was sent at 6:30 p.m. from Amazon.com with the subject, David Woodbridge, Sci-Fi Thrillers on Kindle. At 5:40 p.m, you were sent an email from Viphone at googlegrups.com, subject, digest for Viphone at googlegrups.com,
okay, 25
messages in 10 top...
Read first email.
At 6:30 p.m, Amazon.com sent you an email about David Woodbridge, Sci-Fi Thrillers on Kindle. It says, your Amazon.com today's DLC or department's customers who have shown an interest in science fiction thrillers might want to know about these Kindle books. Dust, Silo Saga, Hugh Howey the Atlantis Gene, A Thriller, The Origin Mystery, Book 1, A.G. Riddle Price, $2.99 Brilliance Marcus Saki Price, $4.99 World War Z, An Oral History of the Zombie
okay,
War,
so
Max
Brooks,
Wyatt Douglas,
now.
E. Richards.
Tell me about the International Space Station.
I found some information about International Space Station on Wikipedia. Would you like me to read it to you?
Yes.
The International Space Station is a space station, or a habitable artificial satellite in low Earth orbit. The ninth space
okay, so
station to be inhabited
to
by crews. It follows the Soviet and
Wikipedia
later Russian satellite,
well.
Almaz, and Mir stations, and America's
Skylab.
The ice is a modular structure whose first...
Because I want to show you an option now to do with voice dictation using Siri, of course.
Messages. To in red messages.
So let me flick over to notes.
Double calendar, photo, camera, weather, clock, maps, video, notes.
Okay, one finger double tap on
double
notes.
Notes. Notes.
Then we touch towards the top right hand side of the screen.
New button.
Okay, new. One finger double tap.
Note. Text field is editing.
Now, before with Siri, I would have had to go down to the bottom of the screen, find the space bar, go to the left and find the dictate button. Well, with Siri now, i.e. voice dictation, you can just do a two-finger double tap in the edit field to start dictation, dictate, and two-finger double tap to complete it. So I'll do that now. Two-finger double tap. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again, full stop. Two-finger double tap.
Inserted the quick brown fox, jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again.
Okay, so I've just done my note in notes. So I'm just going to press the home button for the moment.
Home. Messages. To in red messages.
Now, I just want to show you something currently in mail, since I've already read my mail for the day. Come down to the bottom and touch on my mail icon above and to the left of my home button.
Mail. To in red messages.
One finger double tap.
Mail. All inboxes. Amazon.com. David Woodbridge. Sci-fi thrillers on Kindle.
There's the email from Amazon about sci-fi thrillers. So now if I do one finger flick up.
Trash.
Trash is there.
More.
I've now got a more option.
Activate item.
Or activate default item, action. Of course. So if I do one finger flick up again, there's trash again, one finger flick more. Up. And in more now, we have one finger double tap.
Alert. Reply. Button.
We can reply. So I'm going to do one finger flick to the right to go through these options.
Forward.
Forward.
Button. Flag. Button.
Flag.
Markers in red.
Markers in red.
Move to junk.
Move to
button.
Junk.
Move message.
Move message.
Button. Cancel. Button.
Okay. Or cancel. Okay, and I'm going to choose cancel for the moment.
All inboxes. Amazon.com. David Woodbridge.
Now, let me just go into that email. So I'm going to do one finger double tap.
$40 off.
And I'm going to show you a new option on the iPhone that's been in the iPad for quite a while, and that's containers. So that's where you can use your rotor gesture, one finger flick up and down, to move from area to area on the screen. So if I do a two-finger rotate now.
Volume, sounds, hints, containers.
Okay, there's containers. So if I do one finger flick up.
Message. $40 off Kindle Fire
that's
HD.
That's the message, one finger flick up.
Amazon.com. Address. Button.
That's who's it from. And one finger
double
flick up again.
Double tap all inboxes to back button.
That's my all inbox button. One finger flick up again. That's it. So if I do one finger flick down through my containers on the screen.
Amazon.com. Message.
That's the message.
$40 mark message. Button.
And here's the options to mark the message. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Move.
Move.
Button. Delete.
Delete.
Reply.
Reply.
Compose.
Compose. And that's it. So it's a really nice way of being able to move around the screen by container or area. So if I quickly do a one finger flick up.
Mark message. Amazon. All inboxes. To.
Okay, back I can go
button.
Back to my inboxes, but it's still now doing a one finger double tap.
All inboxes. Amazon.com. David Woodbury.
Okay, so I'm going to leave mail for the moment by just pressing my home button.
Mail. To in red messages. Double tap to open.
Now, since I'm currently sitting on my home screen, I want to show you a couple of things you can do with VoiceOver on your home screen, which is quite nice now. The first thing is you can do four fingers twice. So I get my four fingers and tap twice on the screen. One, two.
Starting help. Two stop help. Perform a four-finger double tap or two fingers scrub. Or press escape on the keyboard.
Okay, so I've just brought up the VoiceOver practice that you would normally get to by going to Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver, VoiceOver practice. Do a two-finger scrub to come out of it, which I'll do now.
Two-finger scrub. Escapes the current context. Stopping help.
And the other thing you can do now is if you want to quickly copy in the last text that VoiceOver spoke, is three fingers four times. So let me just go towards my top of my screen.
Messages. To in red messages.
Okay, so I get my three fingers
double
and
tap to open.
Four times.
Messages to in red messages. Double tap to open. Copy to pasteboard.
Okay, it's just copied what VoiceOver just said to the clipboard, and then I could go into any other application and just paste it in quickly. So that's going to be really useful for things like information on web pages in Safari, when somebody sends you an email, perhaps with a phone number or an address, etc. Now, the other option that you can turn on in your rotor is called handwriting mode. And basically, it actually does exactly what it sounds like. You can actually write in print letters on the screen, lowercase, uppercase, numbers, or punctuation. So I'm going to do a two-finger rotate on my screen since I've already turned it on in Settings, General Accessibility, VoiceOver Rotor. So if I do a two-finger rotate.
Handwriting, lowercase.
I'm on handwriting, it currently says lowercase. If I do a three-finger flick up.
Punctuation.
That's punctuation. Three finger flick up again.
Numbers.
Numbers, three finger flick up.
Uppercase.
Uppercase.
Lowercase.
And I'm back to lowercase. And of course I could do a three finger flick down to cycle around the other way. But when you're on the home screen, this will narrow down icons that it's going to actually access throughout your whole icons on your home screens. So if I want to quickly get to downcast, for example, I'm going to draw a D.
D. H apps. DTMF portable dialer.
8 apps that it's just found starting with D. And I'm going to do an O.
O. 2 apps. Domino train.
Okay, now I know downcast is next, but let me now do a W.
W. 1 app. Downcast.
Okay, and there's downcast. Now, if I want to actually delete a letter that I've just typed in or actually written in on the screen, so to speak, if I do a two-finger swipe to the left.
O. 2 apps.
Okay, I've got rid of the O. Now it's back to 2 apps. Okay, two-finger flick to the left.
D. 8 apps.
Back to 8 apps. And two-finger flick to the left again.
179 apps.
I'm back to 179 apps, which are the apps I've got on my iPhone currently. Now, the other nice thing, and let me show you this at the lock screen. If I lock my phone now.
Screen locked.
I press the home button.
9:03 p.m.
And I touch the screen. Three finger flick to the left.
Page 1 of 2.
I can now draw my PIN code numbers. And unlike the on-screen keyboard, it actually won't echo, which is quite an advantage. So let me draw my PIN number now. And here we click. That's one PIN number. Second one. Third one.
Messages.
Okay, now I've just unlocked my iPhone.
Double tap to open.
So I was just basically taking up most of that screen then, writing in the characters. And of course, you can also use the handwriting mode to, of course, input into any edit field as well. So let me go and touch on notes again.
Notes.
Okay, one finger double tap to open.
Notes.
Touch top right side of the screen.
Notes. Back button.
Let's go back.
Accounts.
And we'll touch back on the new note, top right hand side.
New button.
Finger double tap.
Note. Text field. Is editing. Character mode.
Make sure I'm in handwriting mode. Two finger rotate to the right.
Handwriting. Lowercase.
It says it's in lowercase. So if I want to put it in uppercase, so a three finger flick down.
Uppercase.
There's uppercase. And I'm going to do H.
Capital H.
Okay, there's capital H. Now, I actually wrote that H the way that I would normally write a lowercase H. So three finger flick up.
Lowercase.
And now in lowercase, and I'm going to do the rest of LO, as in hello, E-L-L-O. I'll type in E.
E.
And then L.
L.
And another L.
L.
And O.
O.
Okay, and just do a space. It's two finger swipe to the right.
Space. Hello.
And then world. W.
W.
O.
O.
R.
R.
L.
L.
D.
D.
And for the life of me, I can't remember what a period is. Otherwise, I'd switch to punctuation into a period. So I'm just going to do a new line, which is a three finger flick to the right.
New line. World.
So if I do a two-finger rotate.
Words, lines.
Two lines, one finger flick up.
Hello world.
There's hello world written in the handwriting mode, the new feature in VoiceOver. And of course you could also do that in Spotlight if you wanted to as well, etc. So I'm going to press the home button to go back to my home screen.
Home, nodes. Double tap to open.
Now just before I leave the rotor alone, i.e. we just use that to turn on handwriting. It's going to show you another option that you can turn on in the rotor now. Of course, under settings, general accessibility, voiceover rotor. So we'll do a two-finger rotate.
Characters, handwriting, words, speech rate, volume, sounds.
Okay, you can actually enable or disable the voiceover sounds from the rotor now. Now, for the rest of this demo, we're going to go and dive into the accessibility settings panel a little bit more. Now, before I do a final go-through of some of the options in more detail in the accessibility panel. Just remember, another thing to do with iOS 7 now is that you can actually have the apps update automatically in the background. So you don't have to go and run the update in the App Store all the time. You can actually turn that off, and of course that's available under Settings General if you want to enable or disable that. And I've currently got mine set so it only does that update when the iPhone's on Wi-Fi, not on cellular. And I should say also too, before I get stuck into the final accessibility stuff, is that I can't actually show you internet radio because as of this recording, I don't have access to internet radio where I currently am in Australia. Okay, so let me just bring up Siri to ask to go to accessibility settings. Accessibility settings.
Let's take a look at the accessibility settings. Settings, larger type, off button.
Okay, I'm going to do one finger flick back to voiceover.
Automatically speak or tap speak silt invert cut zoom voiceover.
Okay, one finger double button. Tap on voiceover.
Settings. Voiceover.
One finger flick to the right.
Voiceover. Tap once. Double tap. Swipe three. Voiceover. Speaking rate. Speak hints. Use pitch chain. Use sound effects. Use compact voice. Braille. Braille. Rota. Languages. Phonetic. Character and phonetics.
Okay, button. So one thing I wanted to show you first was phonetic characters and feedback. So basically now with voiceover, you can get it to say the character and phonetic spelling, such as A for alpha, or you can just get it to say the phonetic spelling. So it'll directly say alpha, bravo, Charlie. It won't actually say the letter, which I find in some situations is okay. And in other situations, it's extremely irritating. So just use that with care. By default, it's the same with saying the letter plus the military alphabet. So it'll say A for alpha, etc. You've actually got to change it to phonetic only. And if I keep flicking through for voiceover.
Typing feedback. Button. Speak notifications in lock screen. Navigate images. Large cursor. On.
We've now got large
double
cursor.
Double tap to toggle setting.
So that little square visually that's around the actual item that voiceover is speaking is larger now. So if you're low vision, that may come in useful. And as you heard back with languages, if I do one finger flick to the left.
Navigate image, speak notification, typing feedback, phonetic feed, languages and dialects button.
It's now called languages and dialects, and that's where you can actually change the dialect, i.e. English, Australia, Irish, etc. And you can also access a higher quality voice by that mode as well. And I like to access the high quality voices via the selected text option. So I'll just show you how I do that now. So if I do a two-finger scrub to go back.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
And let's get down to speak selected item.
Accessibility. Vision. Voice over. Zoom. Invert. Speak selection. On. Button.
Okay, so let's go into speak selection.
Speak selection. Accessibility. Back button.
One finger flick to the right.
Speak selection. Heading. Speak selection. A speak button will appear. Voices. Button.
Go into voices. One finger double tap.
Voices. Back. Back
one finger
button.
Flick to the right.
Voices. English. English. United Kingdom. Button.
Let's double tap on that.
English. Voices. Back button.
Now you're probably wondering why that said English UK while I'm actually on Australian Karen. It's because I've currently got voiceover set to Karen, but I've got the selected text set to the UK voice. So I do one finger flick to the right.
English. Heading. Voices. Heading. English. United States.
It's got English, United States.
English. Australia.
English, Australia.
Selected. English. United Kingdom.
English, United Kingdom.
English. Ireland.
English, Ireland.
English. South Africa.
English, South Africa.
Voice quality. Heading.
And then we've got voice quality.
Quality. On.
And the voice quality is currently
on. Double tap to toggle
on.
Setting.
Now before, when I first set this up, that was off currently for the UK voice. When I double tapped on to turn that on, it actually downloaded over Wi-Fi the higher quality voice, in this case for the UK voice. So for example, let me go and check what the South African voice is doing at the moment, see if it's high quality or low quality. So one finger flick back to the left.
Voice quality, English, South Africa.
Okay, one finger double tap on South Africa. One finger
selected.
Flick to the right.
Voice quality, heading, enhanced quality, off.
Okay, it's currently off. One finger
double tap. Enhanced quality. Off. Enhanced quality. On.
Now if I do one finger flick to the right.
Download progress. 3%.
Okay, it's now downloading the higher quality voice. If I do another one, finger flip to the right.
Downloading the enhanced quality voice. Heading. Speaking rate. Heading.
And then after that, we've also got the speaking rate to adjust the speaking rate, in this case, for selective text. So one finger flick back to the left.
Downloading the enhanced quality voice. Download progress. 15%.
And I'll just pause this recording until 18%. It's completed the download.
The enhanced quality voice is using 229 megabytes. Heading.
Okay, so it's telling me how much it's using, which is quite a lot. Okay, so now if I do the rotor, well, I'm still currently sitting in here, if I do a two-finger rotate around.
Hints, containers, headings, language.
I do one finger flick down.
British English.
Irish English. South African English.
Okay, as you can tell, that voice is very clear now.
U.S. English. Australian English.
Okay, and I'm back to Australian English in my case. Okay, so let me come out of this particular setting and do a two-finger scrub.
Voices. Back.
Two-finger scrub again.
Speak selection. Accessibility. Back button.
Two-finger scrub again.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
Let me just pop back into voiceover briefly.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Head. Voice over. On.
And I just want to show
voice
you.
Voice over. Accessibility.
What the
back
new
button.
Options are in Braille now. So I'm going to flick down to Braille.
Voice over. Voice over. Voice over. Tap once. Double tap. Swipe three. Voice over. Speaking. Speaking. Speak hit. Use pitch. Use sound. Use compact Braille. Braille Sensu 2246.
That's my current Braille Sensu 2.
Braille. Voice
I
over.
Flick to the
back
right.
Back Braille. Contracted Braille. On.
Okay, contracted Braille.
Automatic Braille translation. Off.
Automatic Braille translation, and I've currently got
setting.
This turned off. So before, when you had contracted Braille on and you typed in a B and you wanted to write the word bus, it would just expand straight out or write in the word but. Because as we all know, in contracted Braille, B is but. But with contracted Braille off, it won't actually do the contraction until you hit a space or a full stop. Then it'll do but. If you want to write bus, you can just do B, U, S space, and you're fine to write the full word out in full. My favorite one for that actually getting awkward all the time was K for knowledge, especially if I just wanted to write the word no, K-N-O-W, for example. Okay, so one finger flick to the right.
8-dot Braille, off.
8-dot Braille.
Status cell,
status
off.
Cell.
But equations use Nemeth code,
equations
off.
Use Nemeth code for the US.
Double show on screen keyboard.
Show on screen keyboard. That's actually
double
quite an
to
advantage
setting.
Now because if, for example, if you were a deafblind user, you could give the device, i.e. the iPhone or the iPad, to a person. They could type on the on-screen keyboard and you could type, of course, on the Braille input keyboard. So that's very handy to leave the on-screen keyboard on when the Braille display is also on.
Braille translation. English. Unified. Button.
And Braille translation, I've currently got mine set to Unified English Braille.
Choose a Braille device.
And so on. Okay, so that's basically it for Braille. That's actually quite handy. Now, the other thing I forgot to mention when I was talking about Siri before, and I can't remember if this was in iOS 6, and I'm pretty sure it's not, is the ability to be able to turn things such as Wi-Fi on and off, airplane mode on or off, or Bluetooth on or off. So I'm just going to press the home button.
Messages. To in read messages.
And just
double
to finish off,
open.
let me just show you something in the phone icon now.
Phone.
And finger double tap.
Phone. Contacts.
And
tab.
I'm going to touch on keyboard.
Keypad. Tab.
Keypad, sorry. Now, I'm going to type in a number, just a few numbers. So 1. 1. 1. 3. 3. 3. 3. Okay, now the delete button needs to be down the bottom. The delete button's now to the right of the edit field. So if I find the edit field.
2.
At the top.
At phone number. 1, 3, 3.
Okay, and flip to the right.
Add to contacts. Delete.
That's the delete button. Okay, so if I touch it and tap my finger off.
3.
Get rid of the 3.
Delete.
Touch it again. Up.
3.
Touch it again.
Delete.
Up again.
1.
I can delete, of course, number by number. So I thought I should just show you that because it used to be down towards the bottom, not at the top. So at the bottom now, if I come up from the bottom, is just the call button.
Call button. And
okay, so let me just press the home button and go back to the main home screen.
Home. Phone. Double tap to open.
So I hope you've enjoyed this fairly quick run through of some of the major changes in iOS 7 and VoiceOver. As usual, Thanks for listening, and bye for now.